Meal for meal. Mm-hmm. Have a duck and sack what you pick cotton in. That would be your meal sack. Mm-hmm. And when you bring your meal sack back, you clean your meal out of it and then you wash it and put it up until next time you shuck and shed your corn.
Do you ever hear people talk about a turn of corn?
Mm-hmm, yeah. But they knew, I didn't ever know nobody kept turning the corn to the gristmill to have it ground for meal. I didn't ever know they cared that much. Mm-hmm. They might have, but I didn't know it.
How much is that?
I don't know. How much a ton is? A ton is a whole lot.
Uh-huh. What if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms? You say you had a...
arm full of wood.
Mm-hmm. And...
excuse me.
On a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
A small load of wood.
Did you ever hear people say a jag of wood?
Yeah, they'd say that. Old people would say jag. You know, if some people would use some kind of language, you can't think about it. But if you wasn't used to saying it, you couldn't think of it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard a jag of wood, too. I've heard that, too. Yeah, my daddy used to say jag of wood. Let's go out and get a jag of wood. We'd go out there and get a smaller amount. And then if we found a whole lot of it, such as pine, we'd get a wagon load. But if we go out there late and couldn't get... Well, we got a little jag. That'll last a while.
Would the jag be small enough to carry in your arms? Or would you...
No, it would be in the wagon. That wouldn't be a wagon load.
Mm-hmm. Would people say jag about anything else besides wood?
Well, yeah, if they had small mouth or anything, some of them would say, oh, that's a little jag fool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sure would.
And something, if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a...
stopper.
Made
cork
out.
Cork stopper.
Huh?
Made out of cork.
Mm-hmm. And say if there was a log across the road, you say, I tied a chain to it and we... it out of the road.
Pull it out of the road, but most of them take a cross-cut saw and saw it into and pull it out. See, if it's long enough, you couldn't pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to saw it into and then pull it, and roll it out.
Mm-hmm. And if you're picking cotton, you say you had to get out there and you what a sack behind you.
Well, you drag off. You drag the sack.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick cotton with your hand this way. Put it in the sack.
You say, so he got out there and he what that sack behind him. He
dragged it.
And you'd say, in my lifetime, I've what many a sack of cotton. I've
drug them in your sack, picked them in your sack.
And something, if you wanted to saw a piece of wood or chop a log, you could have an X-shaped frame like this. You could set it in.
Yeah, you could pick it up.
What would you call that?
Wood rack.
Uh-huh. What about something carpenters use?
They call them... carpenter call that
You know, they have an A-shaped frame?
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about, but I done forgot what they called it.
Did you ever hear of a sawbuck or sawhorse?
It was a... I know what they call it, but that wasn't exactly what they called it, what you called it. But I know, but I done forgot it. What
something
they call
like that, different.
Uh huh. Yeah, horses. Uh-huh. They call them horses, lumber horses.
And a musical instrument you play like this.
French horn.
What about one like this?
I think they call that accordion, don't they?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a juice harp or juice harp?
No, I ain't heard of juice harp. I heard a French harp.
Mm-hmm.